Thank you for choosing Capes and Scowls, your podcast home for all things that are podcasty since 2011. Thank you.
Killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000.
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woo-hoo. Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going-away present for you!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 12. Getting right into it. Guys, how are you?
Pretty well. Number 12.
Number 12.
Dirty Dozen,
the dirtiest of podcasts. Oh, you're looking at it. We are Capes and Scowls. I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
And this is Lou.
And if you want to check us out, we have our website, capesandscowlspodcast.com. Our email, if you want to send us some email, is capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. We're on iTunes. We're on all different podcasting apps. And we are on YouTube. Our channel is called Capes and Scowls Pod. You can just search Capes and Scowls. We'll come up. There's like 3 videos. We're probably going to put up more.
Yeah.
I think you'll like them. They're pretty fun.
Yeah, and you guys out there don't know how much work Tim put into that, but it actually turned out pretty phenomenal, I thought.
It was pretty good. I mean,
the last couple of ones.
I did okay.
Mm-hmm.
The quality's going to go downhill now, though. Quality is like time versus quality. It's a weird equation.
It always goes down.
It always goes down. So we started high. We're gonna plummet into despair. Anything you guys want to talk about? Lou?
Oh, poor man's process. Poor man's process. Gotta get me my poor man's process. Check out the Poor Man's Process podcast at superliminalfilms.com.
Whoa, that was flawless.
Thanks, guys.
He was really worried about that.
Lou's second home. Over at Superliminal Films. I like breaking your balls about that, Lou. Mm.
That's fine. I mean, it's not really my home. I haven't moved in yet. I'm just crashing on the couch all the time.
Right.
Looks like a room might open up soon, hopefully. And then, you know, I'd be the natural next choice.
Sure.
The desperation in his eyes is just ridiculous.
You guys can't see the crazy look of desperation, but...
I mean, ironically, the room will open up, but then they won't let you podcast. They'll be like, when's he leave? We'll podcast then.
I like my chances. I mean, I know I'm practically halfway out the door over here, so...
Sure,
yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
You're all replaceable.
I did a cool activity the other day that I thought was pretty fun for myself.
Yeah.
So, I wrote in my journal, and I go to Barnes & Noble sometimes to write in my journal, because, you know, Zen and coffee. And so, I made a list, starting for this year, of everything that makes me happy.
What?
Yep.
Cool.
And the idea was, it was two cool things that came out of that.
Did Lou make the list?
If I made the list...
I have a sad
one. It would just be a blank piece of paper in the trash can.
I wrote his name down and quickly threw the journal away.
Pretty much.
It's just ashes now.
No, go ahead.
Write it down.
Go ahead.
So two cool things happen when you do these kind of activities. One... you find out what didn't make the list. And that's actually more important than what made the list. Because you're like, what makes me happy? Blah, 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 blah. And as you think about things, you're like, oh, actually, it doesn't really make me happy. So why the hell am I still doing it?
Is this a setup for you to just quit this podcast?
No. Caves and Scowls podcasting made the list.
Oh, good. Yay! Wait, did Poor Man's Process make the list? Oh, Lou.
Of course they did.
Back off, man.
So
you do one podcast behind my back, even one I like, and it's the end. Oh, it's the end.
So here's my challenge I'm doing for myself now.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm gonna go back to Barnes & Noble and pick up a calendar that you can write in, and I'm for 30 days I'm writing in only things that make me happy that I'm gonna do every single day for 30 days.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So that list that I made, 30 days, something's gonna happen on that list every day for 30 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really positive.
Yeah.
You're a really positive guy.
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
You can just print out, a printout of a calendar.
Yeah.
Instead of buying a whole calendar for,
you know,
1 month.
It's a process. It makes me happy to go buy a calendar, so I'm going to go do it.
It makes you feel like you're actually...
So you can't stop me.
I'm not trying to stop you.
No, it makes
trying to save you a few bucks.
Yeah, no, because, you buy the calendar.
You got to have some sort of investment.
From your local Barnes & Noble. Or BarnesandNoble.com.
Or a local comic book store if you want a comic-oriented calendar.
Yeah. So, but now, you buy the calendar, and then it's like, it solidifies it in your mind. You're like, I'm really doing this because I spent the $7.99 post-tax for a calendar.
All right. With the kittens.
Yeah.
Hang in there, baby.
Hang in there.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to try it out and see what happens. 30 days.
After your 30 days, are you going to, like, take a month off and then do it again, or how does
he's
that gonna
work?
He's
going to kill himself. Shit, I didn't do any of this.
It was a cry.
Miserable.
It was a cry for help. He didn't pick up on it. Now he's gone. End the podcast.
Or it's just like, weird. Or it's just like The Shining, just like all work and no play on every page.
I just go on a killing spree after I'm done, just to balance myself. It was way too much freaking Ewoks in that movie. I'm going to kill everything.
I'm actually doing something that's making me very sad. Got to take the plunge and sell all my old classic video game systems on eBay.
Yeah,
the rigors of adult life have caught up with me, and I've just decided it's time.
That's rough.
It is rough.
It is, man. It is.
Like, how old are we talking? Are we going back?
I mean, I remember getting my Nintendo for Christmas in 1987, and I still have it. You know, it can be a little tough to part with, but, you know, let's be honest. Who's got time to play your Nintendo and your Super Nintendo and plug all that stuff back in and play all those games?
It's rare. You have, like, a once-a-year party about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. But I haven't even done that. So, you know, it's hard to part with, but, you know, time to move on. Plus, I have all the games on my phone.
That's true.
Right?
There is. You can download all the games.
I'll never find Super Mario Brothers 3 again. Oh, what will I do?
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you just say Mario?
I'm sorry?
Instead of Mario?
It's a different dialect.
Oh, Jersey dialect?
Wait,
got it.
You say it, Tim.
You don't want me to do that.
Just say the word.
You don't want me to do it.
I want you to say the word.
I say Mario.
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 My dad's name is Mario. I know how to say Mario.
And I'm saying,
and his grandfather before him, and his grandfather before him, back into the peasant
Marios,
back into the peasant hills of Italy since time immemorial. A bunch of motherfucking Marios have come out of there.
Okay.
I know how to say it.
All right. Well, when they talked to Captain Lou Albano on the TV show about it, they called him Mario.
I don't even think he was a real captain.
That's probably fair.
We should probably table that discussion for another time.
Mario.
Whether or not
Mario.
Captain Albano was a captain.
It's fine. No, I understand Mario. You guys are just saying it differently because you are not, you know, a paisan, you know.
I'm not.
Is that what it is?
That's true.
So you don't know
Or
how.
Because the way it's said is Mario. But whatever.
Wait. What do you guys call what you put on top of spaghetti? Spaghetti?
The sauce?
Uh-huh.
I just eat spaghetti plain. I don't understand.
Stop trolling me. No, it's not sauce. I mean, that's a common misconception, right. But it's called gravy.
I gotta be honest with you. Not being of the paisan ilk, I don't give two fucks what you call it. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's fine. It's just
I'm just
like,
being
we're
honest.
Highlighting the cultural
I know it's really important to you.
It's not that important.
I know. I've had Italian friends in the past. I understand.
Right.
How important this argument is to you. And for you to bring it up
I'm
as
not
often
trying
as possible.
To argue. And, okay, now hold on. Here's what happened. I said
Lucy's
Mario.
He's very argumentative.
I said Mario, and you guys like gave me the death stare.
We just wanted to help you understand how it's pronounced.
I tried to stay out of this. I just want to recall. Rewind 2 minutes. I tried to stay out of this.
All right. You viewers out there, listeners, you can tell us what you think, if it's Mario or Mario.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Just move on.
No, we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's going to take us all fucking day.
The issue of this long vowel pronunciation.
I think it's whatever makes your heart happy, Lou.
Oh.
You don't, but that's okay. Let's move on.
All right, what
don't
about
you,
Tim?
Hold on, don't you have something else you need to plug?
Yeah, I'll do it at the end.
What?
There's no time
You don't
at the
make
end.
These decisions. going to be like, we're out of here, and then we're going to forget about it. Just do it now.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of like...
Lou has something he wants to plug. Please plug it.
Highcouncil.net. Awesome heavy metal. It's my band. Check it out.
What instrument do you play in said band?
What was this? 20 questions?
I mean, I'm trying to give your band some depth here.
I'm still trying to recover from this whole thing, all right? Let's...
Look, it's gravy, all right? What do you fucking
play? I don't care anymore.
What do you fucking
want? What do you want from
hey,
us?
It's Mario and gravy. What the fuck? You play the drums? What do you do?
Yeah, I play the drums. Isn't this show about comic books?
And comic-related things. Mario is a comic somewhere at some point in time.
There were some really cool Super Mario comics. Oh, I can't even say the. I can't even say it now.
Let's just ignore it, and we'll move on.
I tried to segue into something
about comics.
There
was very
comics.
Good Super Mario comics. And they're actually worth some money. They're like $10 a pop.
Nice.
Because they're old Valiant books, and people who collect games, they're hard to find, and people collect old Valiant also want them, so.
And the Zelda ones, too. There were a couple of those.
And Captain N.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
He was the game master.
He was indeed. He had a D-pad for a belt buckle.
That was really cool.
You know, Lou, you should have talked to me before selling your games on eBay, because we have a video game expert that is sometimes on our podcast who would probably buy all your shit off of you.
We haven't sold it yet, right?
No. I was just cataloging it while
drinking. So you haven't actually done any of that?
No, I made a spread. I'm dragging the process out as long as possible.
Well, why don't you?
Because I don't really want to do it.
You going through a poor man's process?
I'm going to throw this
I went through a poor man's process, you might say.
Plug!
How apt. That was brilliant.
Thank you. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah? That was a big sigh before you did that.
It's exhaustive dealing with Lou. No, I'm...
You remind me of the Snuffleupagus right now, by the way.
Okay, bird. Okay, Leander. I don't have anything, like, super amazing that happened to me this week. I've just been plugging away on stuff for the podcast watching my daughter, and that's been most of my free time outside of work.
Working hard.
Working man.
Working man. Yeah, ladies, calm down. He's taken.
Yeah. Everybody calm down. Everybody just calm down, all right? You wait for the divorce like everyone else, goddammit.
Your wife listens to this. All right, so let's go into the news.
That'd be great. That'd be a hit.
Oh, I see. It would make Tim uncomfortable. Let's go right to the news. But if it's Lou...
Mario.
All right.
So you want to go to the news?
Yes, please.
All right, let's talk about our first piece of news. And I thought this was kind of cool. In Japan, they have not yet had an IMAX movie that was also in 3D. Has not happened at all yet. They have scheduled their first one. And it will be Dragon Ball Z.
The live-action Dragon
no.
Ball Z?
No.
Okay, thank
the
goodness.
The next animated movie.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Dragon Ball Z, I'm going to attempt this. Fukakatsu no F, which stands for the Aran Resurrection. And it'll be directed by, I'm going to attempt this too, Tadayoshi Yamamoru, with concept and script by Akira Toriyama, the original creator of Dragon Ball.
Awesome.
And their last movie, Battle of the Gods, was in IMAX, but not 3D. It earned them $25.3 million at the Japanese box office. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome for like an hour movie or whatever it was.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it.
I still haven't seen it, actually.
It's fun.
But I love Dragon Ball Z. This movie, I believe, will feature a resurrected Frieza.
Okay.
Which, how does that work? Because wasn't he easy to kill 7 seasons ago?
Yeah,
so
when
how
he
is
got
he
resurrected
hard,
last
how is,
time.
How is he hard to kill this? I don't know.
Who knows?
Lou, what is your opinion on the Dragon Balls? Are you a fan of Dragon Ball or anime? Or
I mean, I went through a phase.
It was a phase for you.
It was a phase. It was more of a phase.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know, so I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Was your how long ago was your phase? Was it like Dragon Ball phase or Dragon Ball
no,
Z
I mean,
phase?
It was
or
all,
what, like, was it when he was a kid?
It was all, when he grew was, I guess, like 2000, like when I was back at Rutgers and my friend, and it was winter break, and I was like, Dragon Ball Z is stupid. This sucks. And then my friend was like, there's nothing, there's literally nothing else to do. Everyone's moved out of the dorm. I'm going to sit you down and play you 10 hours of Dragon Ball Z
until
on my
like
VHS
it.
Tapes. And nice. Yeah, once that happened, I was like, you know, Captivating, man.
Give me more Jack. Anymore. For five episodes.
Yeah, so we watch pretty much the whole Cell saga during Winter Break.
That's the best one. Man. I love Cell.
Yeah.
Cell was the best.
But I watched a little bit more after that, but I haven't seen, most
you
of
You stopped good. You stopped at a good point.
Yeah.
It's kind of a ballsy show when you look at it as a whole. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand he already had Dragon Ball and it was very long running and very successful and beloved and all that. But even so, like, his formula is, all right, crazy fucking thing showed up, it's killing people. All right, Goku's coming. All right, man, four more episodes, he's on his way, man.
He's totally coming.
Yeah. All right, we need to kill Krillin. Kill Krillin. Okay.
You can't kill Krillin enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Is Gohan crying? Okay.
Every second I saw Krillin.
Vegeta's badass. Hold on. Vegeta has a hard-on for fighting this guy.
Right.
He's done. He's very upset.
And the fact that, like, in one episode, he always gets knocked out, Vegeta. But
I know. It's like seven episodes else, of trash talk. Like,
right. Everyone else, it takes like 20 episodes
because
to get
he's
beat
so
up.
Gung-ho. He goes at it with everything and just gets killed, where everybody else is pacing themselves.
Yeah.
Good old Dragon Ball.
Oh, Vegeta.
Will you ever?
Have you guys seen that? It's like a web series or something. I think it's called Ultimate Deathmatch. They do Goku versus Superman.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Oh, you guys need to watch that.
I saw it.
Because they crunch the numbers. And it's basically like, oh, who would win in a fight? And then they like take the character's entire like backstory, run the numbers, and like actually
so Goku
try to
won,
make
right?
a... No.
No.
That's not accurate then.
You need to watch it.
Without even watching that, I know Goku would win.
No.
Because he would blow up the sun, make Superman worthless, and then wish the sun back after
they,
he beat
look,
him.
They take everything into account to watch the show.
No, that's not at all possible.
You gotta watch
it. Not watching it.
Struck a nerve. Right. He's gotta watch it, though.
Struck a nerve.
I mean, they math. They math hard.
Did they factor in that he can wish back the sun?
I don't think they didn't fucking do anything.
Fuck them.
I'm glad I didn't get the name right.
So first movie in Japan in 3D, IMAX.
IMAX 3D. All
right.
Tim will be first in line.
Yeah, I'm going to fly over there.
Let's do it. We'll podcast.
I'd love to go to Japan.
Can we have a podcast trip? Yeah.
We can do anything we want in our imaginations.
What are you, LeVar Burton?
I might as well be. That'll be about the time we get to Japan.
Why
is
not?
When I
we
become
totally
LeVar.
Do it.
All right. Ooh, let's ask for donations.
All right, let's
send a check or money order to...
P.O. Box.
We will get that P.O. Box.
That's the only thing holding up our Japan trip.
Really
we don't have a
P.O.
Box for people to send the checks.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
That's pretty
cool. All right, it's on the itinerary. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Let me write it down. I want everybody to hear me writing it down. I hope that picks up. P.O. Box. There it is. All right. Next bit of news is Marvel news. Ultimate End is a miniseries, a five-issue miniseries coming out, where Marvel officially ends the Ultimate Universe, the Ultimate line.
Mm.
And it will feature Bendis and Bagley, which is your original writer and artist team that did Ultimate Spider-Man back in the day. So they got their most beloved Ultimate team coming in to wrap it up, which no one's really surprised about. I think Miles Morales is the only Ultimate book currently still getting made. I think Ultimate's actually finished or got canned. Or who knows, rebranded. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it became Miles Morales. I don't fucking know. That's like people were getting X-Men Legacy and they're like, all right, it's now Nightcrawler. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's not right. You can't make that transition. Nightcrawler never appeared in X-Men Legacy, I don't think. So whatever, Marvel, whatever. But yes, are you a big fan of the Ultimate Universe?
Nope. I tried to pick up the Ultimates, the new Ultimates, and I didn't like it.
I read some Ultimate Avengers. I thought it was well written. I actually have a stack of like stuff that sort of piled up that I never got around to reading. Ultimate Thor. Yeah, no, I will. I mean, Hickman did the Ultimate Thor, so I'm gonna read it at some point. But I think there was such just looking at subscription customers, there was. There's people who get like only Ultimates, and then there's everyone else, and those people are just like there's not very many of them. They sort of just dwindled over the years, and I think maybe it was just too much of a brand separation for people, because it's I want to know what's going on in comics. So it's like, well, you can know what's going on in the real Marvel Universe, or, I mean, at the beginning, the Ultimates was a good thing, because it's like, oh, yeah, jump right on, find out what's, we're going to redo this whole storyline, but at now, after 10 or 15 years down the road or whatever, it's like, well, there's, it's almost like that's the fake Marvel Universe. And who wants to read that?
Right.
Even if it is well-written and good stories. Like, I mean, if you want to know what's going on, you want to get the real stuff.
It was really good at first, like you said. It was Millar writing a lot of the early stuff. They had good writers on it. And Millar, that's as red-hot as he's probably ever been. You know, he was coming up with Kick-Ass. He wrote Civil War. He wrote Old Man Logan. Like, all the staples that he wrote for Marvel was around that time frame. I've read a lot, actually, now I think about it, a lot of the Ultimate stuff. I read Ultimate Thor. I liked it. It wasn't amazing. I read Ultimate Iron Man. I liked it. It wasn't amazing. That made a lot of headlines because it was written by Orson Scott Card, the guy who wrote Ender's Game, who's like an actual novelist. And then he went on to have a lot of anti-gay slurs, so everyone hates him again. Like, right around the time that movie came out, Ender's Game, I was like, you moron. But I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed the Ultimates. The Ultimates is the one you should read if you're going to get in.
Definitely.
And Ultimate Spider-Man was amazing, especially the early bit of it. But, you know, it was all right. I enjoyed the Ultimate Universe. But we'll get into more of this on another podcast later on when we talk about this whole reboot Marvel's going to do. That's not really a reboot, but it kind of is a reboot, you know, sort of.
It's for later.
It's for later, because it's a fucking headache, and if we go into it now, we'll be here all day.
We will.
But know that's coming in a future episode. We're going to talk about this fucking ridiculous reboot. Moving forward, Marvel's variants for March 2015. They've only announced a couple of them, but the theme for the month is women artists drawing female characters, which I like.
I don't know, that's kind of sexist as a theme.
Is it?
Like, female artists.
I can see that.
I don't know. I think
can see that a little bit.
I think anything where you're like, this, like, because you would never have a male artist's drawing male characters theme, because that doesn't mean anything. So if you have, like, a female artist.
But why does that not mean anything?
Deep.
Like.
Because it happens all the time. It's commonplace.
Right.
Awesome.
But, like.
But it should it be?
No.
Okay. Well, that's why this is a month and a theme. And there's women involved. Just be happy for them getting their own month drawing covers to books they don't even have anything to do with.
Those people.
They're lucky we even let them do anything.
Don't turn this around on me.
Why not? You can take a little heat.
I don't know. Leander's over there hating the ladies.
Nothing new. So,
Before we go on. No, go ahead. Make your point. I won't forget.
Now I don't remember.
That's fine. So,
okay. Mission accomplished.
Good. Has anybody watched Agent Carter?
No, I don't watch
it. It's gotten good reviews.
It's okay. I've watched just a little bit of what's out, but it's so weird to watch because it takes place in like the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're so mean to her. Like, she's clearly more competent than everybody, but they're like, hey, dame, go get me caught. Like, it's that, the whole show.
Yeah.
To the point, and it's probably fairly authentic in that respect, but it's so hard to watch. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, oh, picking on that waitress, slapping her on the ass.
Like, it's like they do it too much versus...
It probably was like that, but it's like, do I have to see that in form of the story? Like, it's just, like, so distracting, in my opinion.
Interesting.
Like, oh, go answer the phones, we're having a meeting. Yeah. Like, it is like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's distracting because you're a guy.
Oh.
You're like, those were the days!
I missed out!
No, I think
this bagel is not warm.
I'm always a fan of anything that strives to be accurate, you know. So, if that's how it was, then
so suck it, dames.
Yeah. One thing I thought was really cool. I was looking online at some stuff about Agent Carter, since I don't watch it, just because I don't watch television. Is that I guess one of the characters on there could be in the beginning programs of the Black Widow program. But I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't know that this is going to be a continuing series. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of marketed it as one and done. But, I mean, if it does well, they'll be like, order more!
Yeah,
but
like, it's like a comic book. It's like the miniseries.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're done! Brand new number one! Peggy Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. that did well, too!
There'll be some kind of time warp. She'll come to the present.
There you go.
But she's in the present. She's old.
Yeah,
she's in the bed.
Yeah, well, she'll be back young as the current Agent Carter.
Ultimate Carter.
Ultimate Carter. Carter. Yes.
Erica Henderson is going to do the Guardians of the Galaxy cover. Katie Cook is going to do Ant-Man. That cover's pretty funny. It's Ant-Man chilling in an ant farm in like a recliner reading a newspaper. And then Stephanie Hans is going to do Uncanny X-Men with a Dazzler cover, I believe. So that's that. That's all I got on that. I just thought it would be nice to bring it up.
Sure.
So there's that. How do you guys feel about the all-female Ghostbuster movie that is going to happen?
I had no idea.
Elaborate, sir.
As of this recording, it might be official. It's like damn near official kind of thing. All-female Ghostbusters, directed by Paul Feig, the guy who did Bridesmaids. So, of course, your cast is pretty much Bridesmaids. So, Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones will be Ghostbusters.
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it at all.
Okay, but why?
It's an unnecessary transition. Like, there could be something equivalent to Ghostbusters that they do, like, there's an all-female cast. It seems way too much to change the Ghostbusters to female. Like, it's going to be so jarring to me to watch that. Whereas if it was another movie about ghosts and about these women who are trying to go capture them, I would be like, oh, that's going to be a really cool concept. I can't wait to go see it.
Knowing that they just took
Ghostbusters.
But that's what it would be anyway. Like, if they just had the same setup and plot as Ghostbusters, but they called it, like...
Same equipment, same Slimera.
Like, okay, Slimera!
I would be upset with that. What are we going to do? A female State Puffman, too? Is that everything's going to just be a female? Like,
look at the female marshmallows Slimer on that one.
Like, it just doesn't make... It's too much. Just have
But you don't know that all that's going to happen.
I feel like...
I hope it does.
It goes ridiculous.
You heard it here. Exclusive. You heard it here first.
Is it a...
If it's true.
Definitely a She Puff Marshmallow Man. But is it like a definite that they're going to have like all the exact same... Is it a straight up reboot?
Right.
Or is it just like...
It seems like it's a reboot.
Okay. Well, then I guess maybe there will be.
When you look at
Slimer, a Slimer can be asexual. Who cares what Slimer is, really?
I don't want no girl Slimer in my Ghostbusters movie, huh?
It's not that I don't want the girls in there. Why can't we just... I would even be okay if girls were added to the male cast. Like, it was guys and girls in the same... It's just jarring that they're going to just make them female. Well, you know? It just...
Two things...
I want Rick Moranis to be the secretary.
That would be awesome, actually. There's two things I want
right
to say.
Right away, ladies! Go ahead.
First of all these reboots are unnecessary in my eyes. Like, I feel like they happened too soon. Like, I understand it was, like, early to mid-80s that a lot of this stuff came out.
It's like 30 years, man.
Yeah, but, like, wait another 10. Maybe technology will make this the greatest reboot ever, and I won't hate it to death.
I think 30 years is pretty good.
I mean, 40.
Anyways. 40 years. Tim's statute of limitations
on
40
years.
All reboots. 40 years 40 or nothing. Years.
I'm still waiting on Spartacus.
Spartacus, any day now.
Any day now, they're gonna get on it. No, the reason I'm actually okay with this, because I don't really prefer it, and I don't think I'm gonna enjoy it, but I could be wrong, but because I'm so anti-reboot. The one thing I remember was Bill Murray was gonna do this. They were gonna do a third Ghostbusters. They were all like, yeah, we'll do it. And then they were like, you know what, man? I don't wanna do it. And it was because they're like, we're old. That gear weighs a fucking ton. We're going to be dragging ass. It's going to be the worst movie ever. They're like, I'd rather not do it and give you a shitty movie.
Plus, Egon died.
And Egon died, right.
So, I mean, that would take the wind out of my sails, you know.
We were looking for an opportunity to go Ghostbusters 3 and not put Ernie Hudson on the cover. Poor Ernie Hudson. It's like, we understand why he wasn't in Ghostbusters 1 movie cover. He comes in late. That's fine. But why wasn't he on the cover for Ghostbusters 2? You racist motherfuckers.
Is that true?
Yes. Anyways, that was my little spiel.
Okay.
So, they didn't want to do a crummy version of the movie, even though they probably don't remember Ghostbusters 2 too well. So... There's that.
I don't know. I can respect that.
The only way I would digest this is if this sets place 20 years after the male Ghostbusters, everyone's given up. Everyone's like, it's old. We're done. No more ghosts. We're over it. Stuff starts to happen. Their daughters or some other women,
they're all
the women of whatever, they decide to come together and say, you know what? No, we can do this. There's no other heroes here. We'll step up and be the heroes.
If it's like that, I would be okay with it.
Right. They would have to be related to the originals in some way, because there's no way four women can just work together, Leander.
No, I'm not saying that's why.
No, like, they're too catty. They get on the same cycle. It's terrible.
And the podcast turns off right now while we still have one. Oh, jeez. No, it could be any four women, but that could be a tie-in, though. But in general, it has to be set like 30, 40 years in the future after the old Ghostbusters.
It's got to be 40. It's got to be 40 years later.
And then these women, like, you know, the smart one, the, you know, whatever ones, and all the other ones, they've come together.
The black one.
The black one, the Asian one.
The Hispanic one.
And the white leader. You know, I want to say, because, like, if that's just what it is, then it's just, like, total pander fest, then I think I agree with Leander.
I don't want it to be just fucking farting dick jokes for, like, Melissa McCarthy to belt out. Because, like, I can watch anything else with her and get that, if that's what I want.
We'll see. It depends on who the cast, right, who the cast are and how, it has to go
well,
dark.
We know the cast.
Do we know the cast?
I just told you. Told you the cast.
Yeah, I know, but I was listening. I was just saying.
Lou, you're back on my good side. Leander, you're off of it.
Let's save me.
Drew at the lights.
I don't remember their names, except for Kristen Wiig.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, it doesn't fucking matter their names.
Shigon.
Shigon.
I'm Shigon. I'm the nerdy one.
So, speaking of reboots, this is a reboot I can get behind, which is a rare thing for me to say.
Yeah, clearly. Because it's been 40 years since...
This hasn't been 40 years, but I'll tell you...
Breaking your own rules, man!
I am, and this is one of the rare exceptions to my own rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Spartacus, but Disney is in early negotiations for rebooting Indiana Jones. With Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, how are you okay with this?
How am I okay with that? Because I like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And I didn't even watch that fourth movie. I refused to.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do
it. Yeah, I haven't either.
Pratt, he's just, I like him. You know I like him, but he's just not.
Now you do.
Now I do. You know I like him. I'm talking about him all the time. I post on his blogs.
Poster in my room.
No, I don't. I like him, but he's just not man enough.
He's pretty ripped, man. I don't know.
I'm thinking of the right guy, right?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
Star-Lord.
No, I just
I wouldn't.
You need more of a rugged guy.
Yeah, he's more like a boy than a man. Yeah. He has like a boy kind of stature.
Yeah,
to him.
No, he's like lighthearted,
and goofy
and cool.
Yeah,
but not like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So you're saying Indiana Jones can't be lighthearted and cool?
No.
You're right, he probably shouldn't be. But it doesn't mean that's how he's
going to
play it.
He's got to be a badass.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt has done movies where he's not a jokester. There's not many of them.
Yeah,
but he's got typecast, but, like, you know, he can.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's unfair for me to say he couldn't, you know,
I mean,
be a badass.
You say
but...
are.
Yikes.
Yeah. All
right. Well, with that burn, what's on? So Indiana Jones, that could be okay, I suppose.
I just feel
not excited.
Them continuing on their current course that they had planned for Indiana Jones, I don't want it.
Were they doing more sequels after?
There was talks of it with like Shia LaBeouf's character, and whatnot, but nobody really wants that. So I think they're like, Chris Pratt's hot. We're Disney, Marvel, we own everything.
Yeah,
they probably own him. So there you go.
I think we need a female Indiana Jones.
There we go. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome.
She's she got a whip. She's rolling around in the dirt. This is great. She hates snakes. I hate snakes. Leander's like, I don't understand.
I don't.
That's fine. One more little bit of news.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Fantastic Four trailer?
No. What? I've seen the trailer.
They released the teaser trailer for the Fantastic Four. I watched it. And I gotta be honest with you. It looked pretty good.
That's what I heard.
And the reason it looked pretty good is because all the dumb things that were rumored about the movie weren't really shown in this trailer. Now, keep in mind, if you watch a trailer for a movie you hate right now on YouTube, that trailer will make that movie look fucking amazing. So trailers can be extremely deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this trailer is set up, if the movie follows the way the trailer, the theme and the feel of the trailer, they're not seen so much as superheroes as a team of scientists. It keeps the science aspect, because they're not a, they're, this is origin kind of stuff. They're not that family book yet, you know? So it's very much like, we're scientists, we're doing sciencey things, and oh, shit happened to us, well, we're still scientists, and we're going to keep doing sciencey things. So it really seems like, because if you look back at what Stan Lee and Jack Kirby created, it was a science book more than they were ever heroes. So that's what they're focusing on. There's a lot of talk that they're focusing on Ultimate Fantastic Four, which a lot of people didn't really care for as far as all the Ultimate books in a nutshell. However, the origin of them from Ultimate FF works better for a movie where they get zapped to the negative zone, and that's where they get their powers. And there's hints of that in the trailer where that's probably what's going on, although you really don't know anything. You get to see the Thing real quick. He looked pretty cool. You just see the characters as themselves, not as much with their powers and whatnot. And it wasn't terribly offensive. Yes, Johnny Storm is still black, but
yeah.
In general, the movie looked really good. So,
All right. I'll check out the trailer, but I haven't seen it.
I mean, I'm a big fan of science. I like that.
Well, the whole internet was just like, wait a minute, this isn't as terrible as you made us think. Why did you make us think this was so terrible? And it's kind of like, yeah, why did you make us think this was so terrible? Because looking at that, I actually, watching that trailer, I'm like, I actually would go see this now. Where before I was like, I know.
Well, it could easily
free
be
on
like,
HBO, you know?
It's like that whole reverse psychology thing, though. You know, like, they throw out there, like, this is going to be horrible, horrible, horrible. And then you see, like, oh, crap, that was actually really good. Now I got to go see it.
But that, I think
and then the movie's horrible.
And then the movie's horrible. Or it's great. Either way, they win.
You're right. You are
right. Well, I don't know if it was the studio telling us it would be horrible. It was probably just the collective internet of like, well, this isn't, you know, Marvel doesn't have it, so it's not going to be good. Or Marvel Studios, rather. Which, you know, is fair. And I mean, the other Fantastic Four movies were awful. So,
right.
I mean, they have a lot to cover for.
Mm-hmm.
And that said, though, I mean, they couldn't be any worse.
It's true. It'll be really hard.
We're going to remember you said that. We're going to go see that movie as a group.
Engraved on my tombstone.
Fantastic Four
couldn't be any worse.
Couldn't be any worse. Say there, Lou. But yes, that's it for the news, is that last little bit. So, so there.
I want an all-female Fantastic Four.
Lander's like, I don't get it.
I think I had too much coffee.
You probably
did. I had a lot of coffee.
What? There's no such thing.
We'll find out in 2 hours when I'm like having heart palpitations.
So what are we doing now? Are we going to do comic reviews now, or do you want to do them later? What are we doing?
I would like to do some comic reviews.
All right, maybe just one each?
Yeah, one each. Lou, do you have a book?
Yes, I do.
Well, all right. Just one.
I have my classic one book. Oh, and this, I was saying before we started, we have the classic setup where I have exactly one book. Leander has a giant pile of books in front of him through which we can barely see his face, and Tim has a nice, neat stack, bagged and boarded, ready to go one at a time at a moment's notice. I'm really happy about this book I'm going to review. It's it probably came out 2 weeks ago as of this recording, but I just got around to reading it last night, and finally Jupiter's Legacy number 5 has come out. So this has been probably at least 3 to 4 months since number 4 came out.
It's obnoxious how slow this book
is. Really, it comes out so slow.
And I want to read it, but I'm like, no, I just can't.
Well, I think I got good news for you.
Okay.
So
it's ending.
It's over.
So after the long wait, it finally came out, and every book has been good, and this one's no exception. Mm-hmm. I read through it, and it's awesome. Number 4 left off with, I mean, basically the scenario is kind of like a anti-hero world where the bad superheroes are in charge and the good superheroes are underground. And this couple's son manifests superpowers, and he's just like, you know, he's a kid, and he's naive, and he goes around like saving people, but the whole time he's, you know, not aware that he's like popping up on the radar of, you know, the people in charge, who happens to be his, like, one of his great uncle or something. So he's going around saving people, and they introduce this sort of like superhero detective character, like sort of like the Gestapo, you know, like, and he's a real like cliche. He's got like, you know, he's a real like mustachioed, like the rent is due type character. But, you know, so the first thing he does is they show him like, you know, catching, you know, this other superhero and like basically how he works and like basically painting him as a badass. And then he's on the trail of the couple's son. So he's
like, a super villain detective.
Yes, he's a super villain detective, but because his people are in power, they call the heroes the villains, you know. Like, they call them the terrorists, okay. And, you know, your classic, you know, SS type, you know. But clearly he's a bad. He's dressed in all black. He's got, like, a pointy mustache and slick back hair. Like, he's clearly a villain. Right. And they make no, you know.
I don't slick my hair back anymore. Judgment.
Know, there's no confusion. Okay. Like, the only reason he's not a criminal is because, you know, he works for the leader. So, so it's cool because they set him out to catch these, and this family's been in hiding, and he's the guy who finally drags them out of hiding. And an awesome fight scene happens, and I don't want to spoil too much of the ending because this is actually the end of the first arc, finally.
So people can get the trade.
That's what I'm hoping, because...
I believe the trade comes out soon, actually.
All right, good. Yeah, because it says, at the end of this, it says the family's basically out of hiding, and they're going to move to the next level of the story, which will kind of be like a fight the power type thing, which is what it seems like. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome, because now the trade can come out, I can start, like, recommending it to everybody, and hopefully it'll... Because this is a tough book to get into, I can't be like, oh, get into Jupiter's Legacy. We have one copy left of issue 3, and go to eBay for 1 and 2 or something.
Wait, why can't I get issue 4? Because it came out 6 months ago, and it's out of print.
Exactly. So now the trade happens, like, people can start getting into it, and hopefully that'll, like... I think it'll sell really well, and hopefully people can get into the story, and then maybe they'll actually start printing them faster.
It's a really good team. It's Mark Millar again, and Frank Quitely.
And we give Mark Millar a lot of shit on this show for, you know, being a movie guy, for being slow, but god damn it, he produces.
I don't mind that. Like, I would do the same thing in his position. I'd be like, oh, let's draw something that sounds like a movie and we'll get picked up, because why the fuck not? I like money. Like, why not?
I don't even know if that's fair. I mean, maybe it's fair.
I think he catches shit, but I think half the people just want him to go back to Marvel and write the characters the way they should be written.
Maybe. I just want him to finish this. That's what I... But
when he does, I'll read it. I'll binge read trades if I have to.
Yeah.
You know, 16 years from now when it's done. All 7 issues, I'll read them then.
I just... What I'm afraid of is it'd be like, all right, got that arc in the pan, and then, like, that's it. Because it sets you up for... It sets you up for, like, all right, now the story's really about to get going. And, like, if it just drops off the earth, I'm going to be really upset. But it's a good place to stop, too. Because if a guy's busy, if he's doing a million other things, he'll be like, well, I got that one trade in the bag, you know.
That's why I like it when he does miniseries. Like, Nemesis and Wanted. Those were all him. And it's like, it's done.
Yeah.
If he comes back to it one day as Wanted 2 or Nemesis 2, fantastic. But, it's done, and I don't have to, you know, blow up his Facebook.
It's hard. It's a love-hate relationship, to be sure, but, I mean, if you're into the story, check out number 5. It's really good.
It's nice. He's like Blue Balls. That's what he is.
A little bit.
A little bit like Blue Balls.
A little bit.
Blue Ball Millar.
Don't let him hear you say that.
Don't let him in. Our podcast has been canceled. I don't understand. You want to go next, or you want me to go next?
Sure, I'll go. All right. Uncanny X-Men.
Whoa.
Number 30. So I told you guys that I dropped this book from my bin, and I did. But I told you every so often now we go and check on the kids, see how they're doing. So
I love it.
Me checking on the kids and seeing how they're doing.
He literally stands in front of the new comic wall. He flips through FF, and he flips through Uncanny, and then every once in a while he's like, yeah, and he puts it in his bin.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
It's literally what he does on Wednesdays.
So the concept here is that there's a mutant that's way too powerful that Professor Xavier has been basically, during his lifetime, suppressing. Like, he made this mutant think he didn't have powers until Professor Xavier is now dead, and now no one's holding him back. All the memories come back to this mutant. He blows up like a whole city. S.H.I.E.L.D. and the X-Men are on top of it. Scott Summers, magic, go down to help him, and he kills them both. So they're currently both dead.
Why not?
So
his reboot's wait, coming.
The Shield calls X-Men. It's like, oh wait. So here's actually this is what happened. I'm sorry. He didn't. The mutant didn't kill Scott and Magic. Shield did. Shield threw like heavy duty bombs and was like, we gotta kill this mutant. He needs to go down. And we don't care if Scott and Magic are there, or Cyclops and Summer, or Cyclops and Magic. So they kill him. Emma Frost finds out.
Mm-hmm.
Her powers go like out of control because she like obviously is in love with Scott Summers. Yeah, it's all going crazy. When she did that, the mutant that they thought they killed, the big mega mutant, came back to life. He actually has power over life and death, more or less. That's how powerful he is, and that's why Professor Xavier was trying to suppress him.
Hmm.
He brings himself back to life. He hears Emma freak out. He goes to Emma, not knowing who she is. Emma's like, "Do you saw my?" You saw Scott die. He's like, yeah. And so she punches him in the face. Just because Emma's stupid and she gets that way sometimes. He kills her. He turns her into, like, dust. Because he didn't know. He freaked out and he has too much power. And then he tried to bring her back to life. He's like, I can't do it. She's dead, too.
There's some serious shit going on.
Yeah, so three people have died. So then, the kids. The kids that I've come to check on.
Mm-hmm.
They're back at the underground base. Like, what are we going to do? What's going on? The Cuckoo Girls, they find out that Emma died because they were already in contact with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then a major plot twist happens.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Belle, our time-traveling mutant who's brand new to the scene,
mm-hmm.
comes back with Professor Xavier.
What? From the future?
From the past.
From the past?
Yeah, because she went back to go visit Professor Xavier
mm-hmm.
to try and get him to stop Scott Summers from becoming crazy right. and killing everything. So, that's how it ends.
Hmm.
Professor Xavier is back in the universe, and it's the old Professor Xavier. The Professor Xavier from the past that just began teaching the X-Men.
Hmm.
That's a really dramatic book.
There's a lot of dramatic stuff going on in here.
Crazy. Yeah. Craziness.
So, yeah. That's a pretty cool plot twist or big announcement that potentially Professor Xavier is back. Just like the original X-Men are back in our universe, so is Professor X now.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can we... I know you're going to do the reboot talk a little later, but I haven't heard much about it. Can you just give me a brief summary?
Basically, the briefest summary, and this is a plug for the next episode, whenever that happens. Basically, what's happening is the universe is going to end with Secret Wars when that happens in a couple months. Books will stop. Like, maybe there won't be a Guardians of the Galaxy book that is like it is now, but characters from it might be in it. It might be like Spider-Man and the Guardian. Like, I don't fucking know. But they're going to merge the Ultimate Universe, the regular universe, and other things into this new battle world or whatever, and which I think has appeared in other comics in the past. They're calling it Battle World. And then that's the universe from there on. So they're like, it's not a reboot. But then in the same breath, they're like, but if we want to bring back Gwen Stacy, this is when we would do it.
So it's like all the different...
right, so you might...
All the Ultimates, they were just different timelines, yeah. And now they're all crashing they're all together merge. On Battle World.
Right, it's going to be a whole new world where everything
a
is...
A whole new world.
Oh, jeez. But there is still something to talk about with mutants, though, right? But that's something for separate, because potentially mutants are not involved in this whatsoever.
Yeah, somehow. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we potentially. It could be part of this black vortex
sounds that's happening messy. Right
now. Basically, this is all Hickman. And it's all, whatever Hickman's been working on for years is going to culminate in this event. Mm-hmm. And that's your universe going forward.
All right.
So, who knows? Right. And I love Hickman, but I just don't know about this.
it's a bold move, for yeah, sure.
It sounds messy. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's a reboot just as much as New 52 was a reboot, even right. though they claim it wasn't, and it was. So I got one book, I'll review it. It was terrible. And I thought it would be.
Let's trash some stuff. All right. Woo-hoo!
Munchkin, number one.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe that this is a thing. All right, it wasn't terrible. If you're a kid, you will love this. And if you're a kid, I absolutely recommend you read this. It's just a couple different stories thrown in one. It's lighthearted fantasy dungeon gags.
Mm-hmm.
I just got it because I'm like, this is something I have to talk about on the podcast. Sometimes I just order in dumb things. For your average comic fan, this is terrible. You won't like it. Mm-hmm. It's not in a format where it's like, man, I'm glad I read that. No, it's like, no, there's no redeeming. I mean, there's a card that comes in the issue. That's about it. You might want to buy it for this exclusive card that first prints have. I don't know if other ones will. But like,
because if anything says quality about a comic book, it's the exclusive card that is packaged with it.
Right.
As we know from reading.
Who published it?
This is Boom. Boom Comics. Mm. Which, Boom has a bunch of kids' stories and things over the years. But yeah, it's just fucking dumb. So yeah, that's my review of it. It's fucking dumb.
It's just fucking dumb.
It's gotten... I mean, kids will like it, but I think there's even better things I could recommend for kids. Like,
yep.
It's just not that good. It doesn't do anything to really sell the game. It doesn't do anything to really make you want to read any other issues of it. I hope it's one and done. I have a feeling it's not. It has no continuity to move forward to. If it's just dumb stories, I hate it. I'm just saying. It's not for me. I knew it wasn't for me, but then I was even more insulted once I read it.
Once I confirmed it
wasn't for me, I'm like, I don't think this is for anyone.
Yeah. So, sometimes things are bad.
That's right. You can give it to your daughter, though.
She can tear it apart. Good That's idea. Right. Look at the pictures.
Yeah, good. And you're not even upset.
Out of my life.
Right thing.
Awesome.
So that's that. That's all I got. You guys got anything else before we get out of here?
Have fun. That was it.
That's an unusual sign-off. You usually tell everybody you love them. I was confused.
That was a little passing girl, like, have fun.
Have fun. No,
I don't care. Do whatever you want.
I said, I have fun.
I don't care what you guys do.
Maybe, Lou, why don't you love people? How about that?
Lou, start making love to people.
All right, people, I hate you. I can't do it!
He tried really hard. All right, guys, we love you. We miss you already. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Don't wave at the microphone.
This, the 4th of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!